What's going on? You're checking out CPG Radio. Told you guys we was coming back with part two. Let's get in it.
Me about my fucking neighborhood.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm from South Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You don't know what the fuck my people down there need. You don't know what they have, what they
how
got.
You don't even know me. You don't even know me or nothing about me.
But I can tell you that fuck Eminem. I can tell you, you a white man, you're not going to tell me what could fix the black community.
I don't have to tell you. I'm making a point about hip hop as a multi-billion dollar culture and how that culture hasn't given back to the communities
that the work that I do, people don't need hip hop. They need schools. They need books.
They need money. Billions of dollars that ain't going to these three major international corporations. That's taking the majority, the lion's share of the money, okay? That's what they need. They need billions of dollars, but it ain't going to them. It's going to a select handful of motherfuckers who are in the system. That's where it's going.
And that's Eminem fault. That's Eminem fault.
He's a part of it. It's not his fault.
If he a part of it, then you gotta be a part of it.
We're two different people. It's two different situations. What I did is documented. What he did, it was documented. It's two different things.
Wait, so Dave, are you saying that there was at some point a grand conspiracy amongst the labels to position Eminem as a pawn to remove the attention from black people when it came to hip hop, so that everybody would follow him? Is that what you're saying?
Not him, but
because you pretty much said that earlier. That's
what
clear,
I said
and
was there was a conspiracy by the record industry and other entities to change the course of hip hop so that hip hop wouldn't be dominated and controlled by black people from the inner cities, from the streets, who were systematically removed by the FBI and COINTELPRO that went on in the NLP. This shit is real talk for motherfuckers that's been through it and know what the fuck happened, okay?
Okay, let me ask Dave a question.
Dave.
Yes.
Were you around when Benzino gave himself 4.5 mics? Were you around, and did you think he deserved 4.5 mics?
Wow.
So why you let him do that? Because that was like the demise of the integrity of the Source magazine.
Yes, it was.
How can you get 4.5 mics and then turn around?
As a subscriber, you probably wasn't even.
You know, around when I started the Source, you kind of younger than me. So,
wow. Who was it? I still had the very first issue sitting in my house, like the newsletter.
Who's that?
Just.
Okay, Just. I ain't fucking with you. That's love, and that's real.
No, but I'm agreeing with the point that when that happened, that was kind of pretty much the beginning.
That was like the demise of the integrity of the Source magazine.
I don't agree with
you.
You got
to take accountability.
The demise of the Source magazine is much more complicated.
I said the demise of the integrity.
I agree with that review. I just told you I don't think, you know, it deserved it. But that was my man, and I went along with it at the time.
Oh, that's your man. I'm trying to pull this thing, y'all can do little shit like that.
Y'all can do little shit like that and then turn around and be the culture police? I don't think that's right. That ain't right. Y'all ain't being held accountable for y'all shit that y'all do.
Why was the Source the hip hop Bible? Why was the microphones ratings so important?
Okay. Because of the integrity. Okay.
I give you nothing but respect for the magazine, for my brand. Yes.
I give you nothing but respect for that, bro, for the integrity that y'all presented with the Source magazine. I'm saying, when Benzino gave himself 4.5 mics, the integrity started going downhill. And I ain't even trying to be funny. It's just the truth.
That's
a fact.
Probably right. That's probably right.
But that's a fact.
But that could have been fixed. It was other problems.
I'm still trying to understand, Dave. You said that they were trying to systematically remove black people from controlling hip hop in the streets, from controlling hip hop. When do you in your timeline think that that actually happened?
It started when they killed Tupac. When they assassinated Tupac, that was the beginning of the end for the streets in hip hop, because Tupac was the last person in Death Row that really had power and was able to stand up to the major labels and dictate shit and be in control of shit. After that, there was a vacuum.
So previous to that, I'm not being funny. I'm asking a real question. You feel that previous to that, the streets and the black people were running what was happening in the hip hop industry?
They weren't running it entirely, but they had way more say and sway. Like I said before, a record had to be stamped in the streets before it could get to any type of mainstream success. You can't deny that. That's just fact.
Do you think
stamped by the streets that had any sustained success in hip hop?
Do you think that the Source Awards exacerbated that Tupac and Biggie beef?
The Source Awards, no.
You don't think the Source Awards ceremony?
No, the Source Awards brought everybody together in one place. The only time it ever happened, brought everybody, because I was the one that could bring everybody from every camp together into one room.
So you mean to tell me niggas wasn't walking around in Source Wars 30 deep with guns on them, and the energy in the air wasn't electric, and niggas didn't know what the fuck was gonna happen next? I mean, all I could base it off is documentaries that I watch. Am I off with that?
I was there, so you know what I mean. Like, it's a little different. But you know, are you talking about the 95 Source Awards? You talked about something else. I mean, the 95 Source Awards. You know,
Were there more than one source award?
There was no beefs. There was no violence. Nobody had no.
You're checking out CBG Radio, man. This is part two. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and wrap this shit up as far as this goes. Look, man. All right. My side of this, yes. Yeah. When Benzino decided to give himself 4.5 mics, apparently, because I didn't see that episode, and I want to know what damn album it was. I'm going to have to go back and look at it. I'm not sure if it was a Benzino album or a Made Men album. I know that, I mean, hell, the Made Men album, the features alone made me want to buy this album. And I mean, I like the Made Men. I like Benzino. Do I think Benzino ever had a 4.5 mic album? No. I could probably collect a lot of Benzino's material based off of what I like about Benzino. And yeah, I still don't even think it would be a 4, though. I mean, that's just kind of like, to me, that's kind of like your riding music, your street music, stuff like that. There are other tracks, and I'm not taking anything away from Benzino. Trust me, I am not. But I also think that things like that, not only was Royce the 5'9 right about the integrity of the Source dropping when that happened, yes. However, I mean, I think kind of like everybody does that, no matter what business that you have. And even if all of my hip hop heads that are listening, go check out the Dave Mays interview with Vlad. And there was a lot of things about the Source that was gonna bring it down, from what I see. And I'm one of the many millions of people that went out and bought the Source all the time. I could not wait for a new Source magazine to hit the newsstands every month. So I do believe that, yes, it started the demise of the integrity of the source, but we don't honestly know what the other editors, how they gave these mics. We can't say that everybody was 100% honest, because people like what they like, honestly. But just like anything else, you can take it with any label, with anything. I'm pretty sure it wasn't just the source, and I get it that, you know, the source was the first, the source was the hip hop Bible. That's what it was, and it still is, to me. Those old source magazines and everything else like that, that will never go anywhere, ever. But just like anything else, did Def Jam and Russell Simmons put a lot behind its artist every time it came out? That's their label. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they promoted certain artists different. I'm pretty sure LL got promoted different, DMX got promoted different, Jay-Z, etc. But, I mean, I definitely get what they're saying. So, yeah, I mean, just like anybody else. I think Royce is very, very underrated as an artist, as a lyricist, as a rapper. A lot of hip-hop heads give Royce his praise and everything else like that. And the same thing with Eminem. But I would say that just overshadowed anything else, as far as when it comes to the source. Is Benzino doing whatever he did at the source to piss motherfuckers off, being a partner? And I get why Dave Mays, you know, made him a partner of the company and everything else like that. Yes, that was his homie, that was his friend, of course. I mean, look what Eminem did for D12, look what Eminem did for Royce, look what Eminem did for, you know, Trick Trick and things like that. All of these artists, I mean, Eminem went out and made records with other people that wouldn't get that shine. Like, you take, I mean, Eminem and the Booyah Tribe. I mean, honestly, I'm a fan of the Booyah Tribe, but I tripped out when Eminem was featured on one of their songs. I mean, he brought out Hush, is another great artist. I mean, Slaughterhouse. Like, yeah, that's what you kind of do. So it's funny to me, just like I'm sure Royce put on motherfuckers, M put on motherfuckers, 50 put on motherfuckers, LL always put on a new street guy on each one of his records. I mean, look what Master P did, look what Suge did, look what Pac did, look what Snoop did, look what Dre did. Easy. I mean, we could go all day long with this. So at the same time, it's just, this is a magazine, not an album. So you have to look at it from all aspects, honestly. And I get what, like I said, I get what Royce is saying, and I get what people say about it. That's just how things go. Go back and look at any video release, DVD that Suge dropped. He was doing this, he was doing that. Same thing with any other label. That's the same thing. But, and I get it, okay, this is a magazine, but at the same time, it's a hip-hop magazine. I could understand if it was Benzino always on the cover, or Benzino in 50%, or, you know, 80%, 90% of the magazine, but that wasn't really the case. So, I mean, not to take away anything from Benzino, like, honestly, man, I really do like Benzino as an artist. He's a little bit of a wild card, if anybody knows Benzino. But I mean, that's just what it is, man. Like, honestly. So, main question, did Eminem do enough for the culture? Yes, Eminem has done, I think, more than enough for the culture. Now, when you start counting motherfuckers' money, like whoever was talking and counting his money, well, they need schools, they need this. That doesn't fall under the category of what you need to do once you make it as a successful artist, rapper. No, that's a personal thing. If you want to go and do this, and you want to go and do that, you want to go pull, you know, Suge and go buy, you know, kids presents and do the Mother's Day thing, and Master P does it every year with Thanksgiving and things like that. That's a whole different type of thing. Now, I'm not saying Eminem doesn't contribute to charities and things like that. I'm pretty sure he does. But just because Eminem's a white boy in hip hop means that he's got to go do this with his money? Nah. Whether if I was successful as a rapper, as an artist, as a producer, as a radio show host, as a anything, what I choose to do with my money is completely up to me. So just because Eminem is white, he's got to have some kind of restriction on him. Oh, well, you can't get all this money from hip hop and sell all these records unless you donate to black schools or some shit like that. Come on, man. That's just stupid and ridiculous. I mean, honestly, that's honestly what it is. So, I mean, that's just how I look at it. I don't know. You guys hit me up. Let me know what you think. We got some other stuff to get into as far as the next episode goes. I want to get Sniper Loke in the building, see what he thinks. I mean, I know Sniper is probably going to go off. He does not like the white boys. I mean, Source Magazine is always going to be a part of hip-hop. It's always going to be the Bible of hip-hop. I think there was a lot of things going on with the Source. You go back and, like I said, look at the Vlad interview with Dave Mays. But at the end of the day, you have to give Dave Mays his props for the Source and hip hop and everything it has done. Just like you have to give Russell Simmons and Def Jam, Rick Rubin, all of them, you have to give them their props for what they did in hip hop. Death Row, all of the labels, every single label that has had a hip-hop artist, you have to give them their props and respect for what they've done for the culture. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have what we have now in hip-hop. We wouldn't have had the Tupacs, the Biggies, Eminems, Royce, Dre, Snoop, Ice Cube, N.W.A., Eazy-E, Bone Thugs, LL Cool J, all of these great artists, KRS-One, Tretch, Naughty by Nature, all of these people. So you have to give it up for Dave Mays and his vision, because he was ahead of his time with this magazine. And it was exactly what hip-hop needed. Honestly. Because you can't say XXL... They were just trying to get the money, just like any other magazine, just like a Vibe, just like a Rap Pages. I mean, Word Up. I mean, all of these magazines, like, or whatever other magazines, I can't even remember all of them. But there were these magazines that, I mean, Murder Dog came out. I mean, all kinds of magazines. They were in it for a profit. You can't tell me that Dave Mays started Source because he knew he was going to get rich off of it. Nobody knew that, especially at that point in time when he started the Source magazine. So that was a genuine love for hip hop. Just like I have a genuine love for hip hop, and I can go and listen to anybody. All these, I don't really like the new rappers like that, but hey, it is what it is. So, y'all hit me up, Facebook, all of that stuff, Twitter, let me know what y'all think, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. Let me know what you guys think about this. I believe Eminem did enough for the culture. I think they're going a little too far with certain things. You know, Dave is a little bit of a, you know, conspiracy theorist, I guess. As far as, I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm not saying that there's not people against hip hop like that. But I think, as far as like what David said about, you know, after the assassination or whatever of Tupac, I can see them trying to control it or censor it, but I don't think that they had any control like that as far as the hip hop and these labels and these artists. I mean, I just don't. Look what Suge did with Death Row. You could say any fucking thing you wanted to on Death Row Records. Any fucking thing. He was not censoring anybody. And they had Jimmy Iovine and Interscope. And if you go and watch the Defiant Ones and you watch that docuseries, Jimmy Iovine was always about letting the artists express themselves. And it wasn't just Death Row. It was every artist that they signed. Whether it's No Doubt, whether it's you know, Nine Inch Nails, anybody that they signed, they let them do their music the way that they wanted to do it. And that's a great thing. So you can't tell me that all these white people controlled this, controlled that, because that didn't happen. Same thing with No Limit. Same thing with Rap-A-Lot and Jay Prince. You know, Murder, Inc. All of these, I mean, Rough Riders, Def Jam as well, Bad Boy. All of these, Bad Boy a little bit more watered down than most, but they were in it. That, like, you know, Bad Boy's in it to make hits and make money and things like that, just as well as all the other labels. However, like I said, I don't think it was that big of a deal, because if so, then there wouldn't be no hip-hop today, if that's the case. Like, honestly. So, y'all are checking out CBG Radio, man. I hope you like the show. Make sure you check out new shows we got coming. We got interviews coming with certain artists. I got to get my boy Bootleg. We were supposed to do a show a while ago, and I shut the show down, and we didn't continue forward, but we got to get you back on the show, Bootleg. We'll see what's going on. I see you drop some albums, man. I've been checking them out, as well as any other artist, producer, singer, promoter, anything. Y'all hit me up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Y'all check out the show on Anchor, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, MixCloud, all of that. I appreciate y'all checking out CBG Radio. We got more and more coming. Don't even trip. We're going to get into this Eminem and Snoop little beef battle that they had. So we're going to get into that. I'm going to drop a show on that, as well as some other stuff, man. We got to get into a lot of stuff. I just do not have enough time right now. Otherwise, I would be flooding you with shows and shows and shows back to back to back to back. But don't trip. We're going to get on it. So I appreciate y'all checking out CBG Radio. Appreciate the love and support. Make sure you keep checking out the show. We out of here. Peace.